All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest author of the book Extreme Prejudice, Susan Lindauer. Talking about a whole lot of stuff here, but basically this letter that was sent to Jeff Sessions that, well, evidently kept her from being indicted, and now they're demanding a second special prosecutor.
Well, I think that what's happening is that they threatened me. They wanted to threaten me, hoping that I would back down. And they knew how to get to me. They knew that playing the threat of indictment would motivate me.
Especially in your case, right? Because they know that you've been indicted before and been through it. But by the way, before we get back into this, I do want to open the phone lines, 800-313-9443, if you have a question for Susan or myself or comment or whatever. Feel free to call in. But getting back to this whole thing with Mueller and Comey, I mean, we've already seen the atrocities that Comey has he's already set himself up for obstruction of justice, and we don't see anything happening there, Susan. So, you know, do we see anything that is going to uncover any of these treasonous, I don't want to call them, well, B-A-S-T-A-R-Ds, you know, these people need to go down. Loretta Lynch, all of these people.
Is there any hope they're really going to do it is what you're asking?
Absolutely, yeah.
I am pushing as hard as I can, and I think the failure of Obamacare opens, and Trump is going to be in West Virginia on Thursday. I'm hoping and praying that Drain the Swamp will be a rallying cry that is resurrected. I think they're realizing they have to do something to keep their promises to America. And the promise to lock up Hillary Clinton and shut down the corruption of Washington, it is very difficult when the Justice Department is surrounded on all sides with crooks.
Well, and you know, that goes right back to, you know, when, remember the excitement when they finally appointed, remember what they put Jeff Sessions through before they actually allowed him to go through? I mean, everybody, Al Franken, everybody was beating up on him. Every Democrat was beating up on him. And he finally was put in there, and we thought, okay, now something's going to happen. And nothing did. They immediately started throwing this Russian collusion stuff out, and then Sessions recused himself. And then here just a couple of weeks ago, now Trump was coming out and he's, you know, accused, or, you know, going after Sessions for recusing himself. So there's infighting going on, maybe? He's getting rid of some of his cabinet. Remember, he fired Reince Priebus?
The thing is that Trump attacked Sessions on two or three points. Earlier, he had attacked Sessions for recusing himself. But more recently, what he said was, look, why do we have the double standard on Hillary Clinton? Why are the Democrats allowed to break these laws with impunity? We're a nation of laws. The Democrats don't get an out on this thing. And also he started talking about Andrew McCabe and the money that he took from Hillary Clinton. And, you know, once you realize that was federal treasury money, not only is it a crime of bribery, it's a crime of theft. And so and we have hard proof of this. This is not just supposition. I have the capability, if I were to show a grand jury my evidence, and they would have to indict.
Well, but let me interject here. But Susan, again, I don't want to play the devil's advocate with you. And I've heard this from you before. You have the evidence to indict, and I believe you. The problem is, you had all of the evidence to blow everything that the Bush administration had out of the water. They never let you. You never got there. Okay, so I'm all in your corner. You know that. Now, I have another question for you, okay? This acting FBI director is as dirty as James Comey was, and his wife got all these campaign donations. This new guy that they just approved, what's his name? I can't even remember.
Christopher Wray.
All right, what's your perception of this guy?
Well, he's supposed to be more straight arrow. And what I'm hoping is he's just finally been approved tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Late this afternoon, 6 o'clock, they finally voted on him. And, you know, so it's been 2 or 3 months. Comey was out in May, and it took them this long to get this vote.
But that's by design, is it not? I mean, they've got McCabe in there, who's his...
That's because they're screwing over Trump as much as they can. But what I'm saying to you is what I'm hoping is happening, and time will tell, but that hopefully Trump now realizes he's really got to fight back. He cannot just allow these people to roll over him and just fall down and say, okay, I'm going to let you. You're tired. You've got a chain tied to my nose, and you're going to drag me around. They're not going to let him do that. He's not going to let them do that anymore. I hope.
Well, I certainly hope you're right, because for what I see, and as I told the listening audience, I've been out of the loop on this for a couple of weeks, and here I was thrown back into the mix last night, and even with my program last night, Criminals Protecting Criminals, this is rampant. This is a big club. We're not in it, and we see all these players, and it doesn't, you know, I don't understand how the American people at large can't see that what's going on here, because all of these people, they're covering for each other. They're all they're just vociferous criminals, for crying out loud, and nobody up to this point is doing anything about it. But I'll tell you what, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Susan. What a pleasure it is to hear you on the other Truth Frequency channel here on the network.
Yay!
You listen to her on the other. Do you listen to her on Truth Frequency Radio, Chris?
Oh, I absolutely do. On Saturdays and Sunday mornings, I listen to her wonderful journalistic expository truth telling, exposing the criminals that run the government, the kleptocrats that are absolutely the mob that is taking control of our country.
Thank you. That is so wonderful to know that there's people out there who listen. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I too am a politically terrorized victim of false accusations, trying to frame the blame on the victim as they usually do, trying to color me as a felony criminal when I'm a multi-jurisdictional former law enforcement professional who knows the law very well. And the criminals here in Las Vegas are not quite as big as the ones in Las Vegas, as in D.C. and the other places in the CIA. But they are just as nefarious, skullduggerous, treacherous, and practice brinksmanship, of course.
Wait a minute, Chris. This is Susan. I believe this is Chris that was locked up in the booby hatch for a few months over the car in his driveway with these criminals. Am I right, Chris?
Well, it was not just a car. It was a 1957 Dodge D500 two-door hardtop.
All right. It was an exceptional car. Let's put it that way. But I told you, Chris, I wanted you to come up on my show, and I just got back last night, as you know.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I actually put a call into Eric. Eric never called me back, so I was never able to talk to him. But I put out a poll last night of people that would be interested in having Eric have his own show, and the results were actually positive. So, you know, if you talk to him, you know, tell him to give me a call. Anyway,
I surely will do that, Michael.
Okay, back to
I really want to applaud your network savvy of snaring Miss Susan Lindauer, CIA whistleblower extraordinaire.
I am very flattered. I'm very flattered.
Well, Susan and I
but
go
I'm
back. Susan,
I hope.
Go ahead.
I hope that you know. Yeah, Mike Herzog and I. Mike was the very first radio host to rearrange his schedule when I was fighting with the feds to put me on air every time they would threaten to take me into custody. Every time that they would threaten to revoke my bail, he would, you know, you'd move heaven and earth for me, my friend.
Well, it's all about. What's that, Chris?
Go ahead, Michael.
No, I was just going to say. Go ahead.
I was going to tell Susan I had emailed her a couple of times trying to give her some assistance when she was fighting for her house until she found a somewhat moral ethical attorney to assist her in her battle against these criminal gangster bankster thieves that are trying to steal homes all around America.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's been going on for a long time, Susan, has it not?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. It's been going on for a while. So I'm still fighting. I'm in the appeal stage now. It'll be going on for about another year.
Well, I'm still fighting, too, against J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, who didn't pay a cent to acquire WaMu's assets. I'm a deep research investigator like yourself, maybe not as good as you, but on a smaller level, I try to do the same due diligence that you do.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And listen, all of us together, make a difference and we help each other out. So I really appreciate it.
I'll leave the lines open for other callers, Michael, and I will make sure that the caller
Chris, do me a favor before you leave, give your contact information to Mike, my board operator, so I can contact you. Okay.
Absolutely.
He's got it. All right, thanks for the call.
Be blessed, travel safe, Susan, and keep up the good work of exposing the crime in government by the criminal government running America.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, they took this guy and they flew him up north in Nevada. They arrested him in Las Vegas, took him up north and kept him in a booby hatch for a couple of months in a psychological. I mean, this is their tactics,
oh,
Susan.
God.
Look what they did to you. You know, and John Stadtmiller just had Charlotte Iserby on his program today, and you know who Charlotte Iserby is? You know, the dumbing down of America. She wrote the book on it, but they tried to assassinate her son twice. They almost killed him. You know, over this stuff. So, you know, we're reaching a stage now where, you know, the gloves are off. I mean, they've got the Bundys in prison. I just made an announcement at the beginning of the program tonight. The guy I was talking about was the host that I replaced, who's in prison right now, okay, on a trumped-up gun charge. He was staying in Lavoie Finicum's room. Do you know who Lavoie Finicum was?
Oh, yes.
Okay, they killed Lavoie Finicum. Okay, Tom LaCavara was... you know, allowed to stay in, Lavoie gave him permission to stay in his room for a few nights, and he didn't know, Tom had a felony for something stupid, I don't know what it was, but he didn't know that there was a gun in the room, because Lavoie didn't tell him. And Tom had called the police because he was concerned about minors being out at this event, you know, at the Malheur deal with the Bundys.
Oh, goodness,
so the police came out and take a report, and oh, by the way, while they're there, they're just going to go in and search this hotel room. And they found the gun. They didn't arrest him, okay? They just found the gun, made a police report, and left. So meantime, what is it, 9 months later? Okay, Tom had already, he was reporting on that event. He comes back to Round Rock, then he goes down to Florida, he goes back up to New Jersey to get medication or whatever. 9 months later, they arrest him. They put him on a jet, take him back, put him under a courtesy hold in the county jail there in Eugene, Oregon. They held him there for 7 or 8 months, didn't let him talk to anybody. He was in solitary confinement most of the time. He just copped a plea here just a couple of weeks ago, and now they've shipped him to a federal prison in Sheridan, Oregon, and he copped a plea only because he didn't know what else to do. You know, nobody was coming to his assistance. He had a public defender and all this stuff. So they're going after patriots all over the place. They don't like
us. The Bundys are kept in solitary confinement.
Yes, they are. They've been in solitary confinement for 400, I believe it's about 460 to 470 days. The federal government has violated their right to a speedy trial. And the same with Tom LaCavara. Okay, they don't care. They are doing this to patriots because we, the patriot community, it's not the terrorists, it's not the war on terror, it's the war on us, because we know, we don't have the blinders on, we are not wearing the rose-colored glasses, and we're not drinking their Kool-Aid, and they know it.
Yeah, Sheriff Joe Arpaio was just convicted on a contempt charge by an Obama judge.
Yes, and I'm very familiar with that. And Joe Arpaio, you know, there's a whole story regarding that too, and it goes back several years because he ticked off Barack Obama with the birth certificate issue and appointed Mike Zullo, the former detective in New York, to investigate that case, of which they did discover that the birth certificate was fraudulent. And I can't remember the lady's name that was... you know, that came out. She was flying in an airplane, you know, coming from Hawaii, and the plane mysteriously crashed. Did you hear about that? I can't remember her name offhand, but I did a show on her
Oh, my God, I did not know that.
She was the only victim of the crash. Everybody else survived, but she was the only victim, and she didn't die in the crash. She died in the water after a guy swam out to her and basically was out, you know, 100 yards away from the rest of the crowd, and he swam back and says, oh, she's dead. Okay, so nobody really knows what happened.
Goodness.
Her last name was Loretta Fuddy was her name. I just got it. Yes, just came to me. Loretta Fuddy, she was in charge of that issuance of the birth certificate, and she's dead. So anyway, is it any surprise, though, Susan? I mean, look at Seth Rich. Look at Sean, what's his name? Sean, oh my gosh, the guy
John
that...
Sean Lucas.
Okay, look at the
John
federal...
John Jones at the attorney for Julian Assange. But here's my point. We can prove... right now, the Seth Rich family is suing Fox News. They've just announced it tonight. They're suing Fox News in Washington, D.C. for exposing that their son was connected to WikiLeaks. And, that's a matter of factual, that's obstruction of justice and witness tampering. But the family is being allowed to do this. They're saying that they want President Trump to give testimony that maybe he tried to manipulate Fox News into creating this fake story to divert attention from the Russian collusion story. And it's just unbelievable that these people are allowed to get away with this.
Well, the person that was hired to represent or be the spokesperson for the Seth Rich family was a member, somehow a coordinator, and I can't remember now. It's been, I did not a show on this, but I covered it.
Tony Podesta's wife.
No, the guy that was the spokesperson for the Seth Rich family, I can't remember his name, but he was putting out all this propaganda that it's all ridiculous and it was just a botched robbery and so forth. And there's so many holes in this story. Anybody with an ounce of brains or an education beyond the third grade can read that it's just totally ridiculous. But they continue to perpetuate this lie because they know if they tell a lie often enough, the mainstream public is going to believe it. So they continue to do that. So Tony Podesta's wife, and what were you going to say about her?
She is involved in public relations for the family.
Oh, really? Oh, well, isn't that
and
nice?
She's also got a tie to the police commissioners of Washington, D.C.,
Well, I mean, we could get off on a whole other tangent.
Exactly.
Yes, with the whole Seth Rich thing, because it stunk from high heaven from the beginning.
Well, but here's my point. For all of you who don't know what Pegasus is, the $28 million that we can prove Hillary Clinton was paid from the stolen federal money in October of 2015, Pegasus was a squad of CIA assassins. And most people, they hear about that. It is a team that did dirty surveillance, which is exactly what Trump was accusing them of doing. It can be illegal wiretapping. There's nothing legal about it. They wouldn't do any kind of legal surveillance, but they do dirty surveillance work. And they are a team of assassins. They're enforcement. They are.
Okay.
There's no debating this. So we now have proof that in October of 2015, Hillary Clinton paid $28 million to reactivate Pegasus.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating. I have the capability to go into a grand jury and show a grand jury this testimony.
No. I'm not. You cut me off before I finish my question. Okay, are you insinuating that Project Pegasus that Hillary Clinton reactivated had something to do with possibly the death of Seth Rich, Sean Lucas? The federal investigator that was looking at the
Arthur Ashe?
No, that's the guy that had the barbell on his face. Yes. 2 days before he was supposed to testify against the Clinton Foundation. But let's hold that thought. We got to go to a break. No, I'm talking about the guy that washed up on the shore in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district a couple of months ago. We'll be right back. Hold on, folks. See you on the other side with my special guest, Susan Lindauer.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening and my special guest, Susan Lindauer. So, Susan, Hillary Clinton resurrected Project Pegasus, which went down at the beginning of the Clinton administration. She resurrected them. And this possibly ties in with a lot of these people that are mysteriously showing up dead that were, well, affiliated with the DNC, like Debbie Wasserman, the guy that was investigating, you know, the visas. I can't remember his name right now, but he was a special investigator.
There's so many of them. The guy from Haiti who was going to testify about the Clintons' theft of the Haitian.
Oh, this what just happened a couple
funds.
Of weeks ago. Yes,
that just happened in Florida just a couple of weeks ago. Heartbreaking. I mean, of all the people to steal from the poorest people of the earth, and to pretend to be
and Laura Silsby, who Bill Clinton flew down. Laura Silsby tried to take these well, like she called them refugees or orphans out of Haiti, and she was arrested. Okay, and then Bill Clinton flew down there and talked him into letting her go. Did you hear about
exactly.
that? Yes,
exactly.
And now, do you know who she is now? Laura Silsby? She's the lady that heads up the Amber Alerts. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is just, and what this is typical of what they do, because they hide behind these humanitarian, you know, nonprofit organizations to be altruistic, you know, to just totally lead the public astray as to what their real intentions are. It's absolutely satanic what they're doing. And yet nobody can touch them. Nobody up to this point has been able to touch them. And so,
That's right. Nobody is touching them. And why are we allowing this to happen?
Well, this is
I have to say that Jeff Sessions, all the, you know, the senators went to bat for him last week, and everyone said, oh, Trump better not fire Jeff Sessions. But you know what? The major focus of the Trump administration was a promise, a mandate to drain the swamp. And if Jeff Sessions wants the job, he has to do the job. He cannot, you know, the Attorney General's office has got to be command central for prosecuting corruption in the State Department, the Justice Department, the EPA, all over, every facet of government, the DNC, the Democrats. And if Jeff Sessions cannot handle the job, then he really needs to be moved out of it.
Well, in the research that I've done and the shows that I've reported with documentation on and so forth, we're not just talking about a few people. We're talking about Loretta Lynch. We're talking about Cheryl Mills. We're talking about a cabal of people that are all hooked to Peter Comey, James Comey, Robert Mueller, all of these people. And they, the show that I did last night, criminals protecting criminals, okay? You know, if you're hiring the fox to guard the chicken coop, i.e. Mueller, that comes in to, you know, to investigate, if you will, as a special prosecutor, a non-issue.
Event. There was no evidence of any crime that would even suggest there should be a special prosecutor.
Yet all of this taxpayer money is being wasted on this absolute fantasy, while on the other hand, the criminality that is going on the other end of it is so deep and so incestuous and so absolutely evil, yet nobody's touching that. You know, so you're saying, well, Jeff Sessions needs to step up to the plate, but could it be that these people do obviously know what's going on and they are so fearful of their own lives and their own families, or could it be that Donald Trump really is in the loop, but he's out of the loop because he doesn't...
No. Trump is very frustrated, I'm convinced. I'm convinced that the deep state has something on Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions was a poor... Trump's right. Jeff Sessions turned out to be a poor choice for Attorney General. If he could not handle the job of draining the swamp, then, you know, the fact that it's a prestigious position... The Attorney General's office is not a sinecure. You have to have someone who's capable of running it, managing it, and doing it. And Jeff Sessions is not that man. He really is not. He might do very well at the Department of Homeland Security, and it's a shame that Lindsey Graham and Grassley are blocking his transfer to Homeland Security, because he's very good on immigration issues, but he's not good as an attorney general yet. And if he wants to redeem himself, then he's got to appoint a special prosecutor, as the House Judiciary Committee asked him to do.
Okay, we're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with a long segment with my special guest, Susan Lindauer. Folks, stick around. We'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles? Improved vision? Improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Mike Lurzog, your host, with my special guest, Susan Lindauer, author of the book Extreme Prejudice. Well, Susan, tell me, do you think that Trey Gowdy would have made a better choice than Jeff Sessions for Attorney General?
I think Jeff Sessions is an old man. He's tired. He was looking for to clinch his career and his build his legacy before his retirement, and that is not what this job is. But I want to say something to everybody. We have just suffered a loss with the failure to repeal and replace Obamacare. I don't want to go off on Obamacare, but I want to point out that right now the GOP is vulnerable, and they know it. The GOP is now realizing that they have blown 6 months of the Trump presidency, where they had the White House, the House, and the Senate. They had the trifecta. They had the dream the dream opportunity, and they have accomplished absolutely nothing. And we have a moment where we have the power. Now they're coming home to their districts, and I urge everybody, call Congress. I've been calling every member of the House, of the Judiciary Committee, House and Senate. Call all of your favorite senators, whether they're in your state or not, and say, look, guys, you are letting us down. You're asking us to give you huge campaign contributions. You want our money. You want our votes. You have failed us so badly. We demand that you drain the swamp. We demand a special prosecutor, a second special counsel, as the House Judiciary GOP has requested. We demand that you do it. And if you're not serious about draining the swamp, then we need to think about getting you out of there.
Well, when you talk about draining the swamp, it's not just the Democrats, Susan. You know, there's if you want to.
Well, I know that. I know that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But, you know, and I don't want to touch on Obamacare much either, but coming from a former life of being in the insurance industry for a little over 20 years, I said at the onset when Barack Obama first instituted this, and I read the first couple of bills that they were trying to get passed, this will never work. And the major reason it will never work, and I will stick to this reason, is because of pre-existing conditions. Knowing the insurance industry and knowing the actuarial tables that they use to come up with the rates and so forth and what the government had implemented, that's the reason why all these companies jumped on board thinking it was a cash cow, and all of the sick people jumped on and all of the healthy people didn't want to do it. Okay, so that's why it imploded. Everybody ran for the woodwork, and that came down to one provider, especially in Arizona, where it was 116% increase last year. Okay, and now they're talking about single pay. That's what they were after to begin with. They want the government's finger in the pie.
The government is not capable of running health care. But I don't want to go off on that either right now, because that's like a whole show unto itself and probably 100 shows. But the point is, the GOP is now realizing that they have lost the momentum. They have cost Trump a major victory. They've been totally sidelined by this preposterous Russian nonsense, and the American people are angry. They thought, and the Democrats feel the same way, by the way, that the Democrats and Republicans in the establishment imagined that the American people would be caught up in it, and we'd be all seduced and all worried, and it would be like this wild, frenetic spree, like they drove us into war with Iraq and the whole weapons of mass destruction. But it's over. Their ability to lie to us has been severely damaged by RBN and Truth Frequency Radio and the social media and Facebook.
And even let me interject here, and even to a point, mainstream, and I'll give you a couple, you know, Sean Hannity, now they're not touching on all the points, but they're starting to bring it out. OAN is starting to bring out stuff that they would never bring out before. And the thing is that, you know, the upcoming election here in 2018 with the Republicans, and by the way, it hasn't just been in 6 months, they've had 7 years to do something about this, and they've done nothing. So, you know, I think the American people are starting to wake up and find out that just voting a Democrat in because the Republicans dropped the ball isn't the answer. Because
No. I think that's absolutely true. But the GOP is going to find that they don't have, that we're a much more skeptical audience, and that Trump has a great deal more support than they do. I believe that Trump is still holding very strong throughout the United States, and that the GOP message is stronger than the Democrats. But what's happening is the Democrats are realizing that the whole Russia thing did not catch fire like they hoped it would. And now they've got a problem, because every time they say, oh, it's like the boy who cried wolf. Oh, look, here's the Russia story. Oh, look, there's a new angle here. Oops, that fizzled. Oh, Jared Kushner, that turned out to be a non-story. Oh, this is a non-story. And so it's like they're throwing out looking for ammunition. And meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan brothers and the corruption of the Democratic Party just keeps exploding in the public mind. And every time they talk about Russia, they remind us why we voted against Hillary Clinton. And it is becoming more deeply ingrained how much we hated the Democrats. And that's why we voted against them. Russia's the stupidest thing ever. Every time they say, oh, the Russians hacked the DNC, they remind us of the DNC emails. They remind us of what Julian Assange exposed and all of the corruption of the pay-to-play scams. They have a problem. And the establishment, now the establishment GOP, having failed so badly, they're not going to have – I think that Trump is in a better position than anybody on Capitol Hill.
Well, even at, I mean, if the public can grasp that the real reason that Donald Trump has not been able to accomplish what he has promised the American people to accomplish is because there have been so many stumbling blocks thrown in his way by the left, by the Democrats, because they don't want him to succeed anything. That blows their whole agenda. Which is, you know, they brought up this whole Russian collusion thing as a diversion. But as things start to spill out, and by the way, as I said, this is starting to go mainstream with this Imran Awan thing and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the laptop that the police are in possession of, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatened the police department and the chief of police. There would be consequences if you don't turn over the laptop. My question is, what's on that laptop, Debbie? And why were all of those phones smashed by Imran Awan, just like the BlackBerries were smashed by the members of the DNC? These people are all in the same club. These people are evil. They're corrupt. Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to resign in disgrace over the Bernie Sanders thing, and it's beginning to look like a possibility. And what's the fellow's name? And I just mentioned this last night. The guy that was hired, the private investigator that was hired to investigate Seth Fritsch, he tweeted out.
Rod Wheeler.
Rod Wheeler. He tweeted out the other day that it's possible. He's saying, you know, that he's got information that Seth Fritsch attended a party before he went to Lou's bar. And a lot of these IT people were there at that party. So it is possible. It's certainly worth investigating. And by the way, he started to question some of these people, and they said, well, it's none of your business. It had nothing to do with, you know, anything, so you know, don't question it. And immediately a red flag came up in the mind of an investigator, said, wait a minute, why would I not want to question this? So it's, you know, he's starting to look at this like, you know, wow, maybe it's a possibility that Imran Awan was the guy that, you know, leaked this information. I had a call.
Oh, no, I don't think that Imran Awan leaked the information. I think Seth Rich leaked it, but Imran Awan may have killed Seth Rich.
Well, okay, I misspoke, because I had a caller that called into the show last night that was talking about a specific group of veterans in something or other that are former spooks that were investing into this, and they came to the conclusion that the Russians didn't hack anything. The information was downloaded in 85 seconds off of the computer in the DNC. That's what.
Yes, veteran intelligence professionals is the group that did it. And it's William Binney and a number of others who have said that it was a leak, it was a download directly off the computer, not a hack, not a remote hack. And yes, that's factually true. But it doesn't mean that the Awan brothers did it. I'm convinced Seth Rich is the one who delivered that. I'm convinced.
No. Okay, Seth Rich delivered it. But was Seth Rich, now the guy that was the spokesperson for the Rich family, was saying, and he came out mainstream.
The Rich family is playing a game.
Right.
They are huge Democrats. They want to make nice with the Democrats and show that they're loyal and, oh, everyone's misunderstood us. We're really with you. We're with Hillary. I mean, can you imagine selling out that your dead son because you want to show your loyalty to Hillary Clinton?
Oh, it's sickening.
I mean, what?
Go
sickening.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I missed my thought now. You got me off on another topic.
No, okay, listen. Seth Rich is the one who downloaded the emails and gave them to Craig Murray. But the Awan brothers have some serious explaining to do whether they knew that it was Seth Rich and therefore whether they tried to stop the FBI investigation by trying to, mug him, shoot him, whether they were involved in his death in some way.
Okay. But so Imran Awan and his people weren't really the players that did this. It could fall back to Project Pegasus being resurrected by Hillary Clinton, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Which would make sense, is because it looks like, and the death list of the Clintons keeps climbing. The last time I talked about it was 119. It's up to about 125 now, over the last few months.
Just during the past few months, there's been so many. In the past 12 months, there's been over a dozen deaths. Over a dozen.
And it's not, and now it's not just Hillary. It's also involving Debbie Wasserman Schultz, because there's a couple of other people, a couple of other attorneys. The law firm that was involved in the lawsuit with the one that was Sean Lucas, went down and filed. The law firm that's in charge of that in Florida, they've been threatened. And from what I understand, there's a couple of attorneys involved in this here or there that have wound up dead as well. Now,
yes,
right.
Yes.
So you know, they're sending a message out: don't go forward with this, because if you do, you'll wind up dead. And the people that are behind this could be, it looks like it could be none other than something along the lines of spooks like Project Pegasus, right?
Exactly. And I have said, and everyone else should be aware, the money was paid October 2015, and it is enough justification. It was very clearly spelled out that it went to Pegasus, and there is enough cause and knowledge of fact of evidence that it was resurrected. And Chip Tatum went on my radio show March 26, 2016. He said, "Oh, Pegasus is doing all this dirty surveillance on Trump. They're going to take him down. They're going to make his, even if he wins the presidency, it'll be unsustainable. They're going to try to force him out." You know, and he was talking about Pegasus and assassination plans. And then all of a sudden people started dying.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is actually very serious.
All right, well, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Marin, Wisconsin. Marie, you're on with Michael and Susan. How are you, dear?
Hi. Hi. Hi, Susan. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Good to have you home.
Thank you.
maybe you want to give out your chat room, the American Awakening live chat. I've put links in there for everything you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I'll take a look at it.
A bunch more. And Seth Rich, remember, was never coded in the hospital.
That's right.
Right. Oh. Well, okay, so if he was never coded in the hospital, does that mean it's possibly he's not dead?
There's a chance, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Susan, you want to put your thoughts on
Well, out? Well, I think that what happened was, at least the reports that I've heard, was the medical staff, the interns, have said that they were ordered to cease monitoring of Seth Rich by mucky mucks at the FBI and federal agencies, possibly DNC, very powerful people show up at the hospital and block their access to the patient. And when they finally found his body, the intubation tubes had been removed, his IV, giving him medications, hydration fluids, cardio monitoring, all of it was pulled out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're told.
Yeah, that's what we're told.
You can't believe anything on the media. You cannot believe. Don't go back to the Talmud stream media, any of it. The movies, music.
This was a post by the medical staff at the hospital.
That was on.
Well,
that was on.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean they can't lie too, or someone lie in their name. I mean, I'm just saying, we're in a really wild.
We're in a twilight zone, Murr.
Well, we're in a twilight zone.
You know
we're
what? I'm with Susan on feeling positive about Trump, though. You know, the Great Spirit tells me this. You know, he's after these pedo Satanists, and it's turning out to be way more than we thought that are involved in all this. Whether they be blackmailed or into the rituals or the whole deal.
Well, Murr, I'm hanging out at the station. Okay, I haven't left the station and gone home yet. You know, I'm waiting for the train to slow down, and maybe I'll get back on. I know. You know, I'm just sitting there watching.
You know what? Every time I hear about this Trump train, all I can think of is, I see myself out in front and a bunch of other people, and we're walking the roadbed, and we're looking for sabotage. We're out in front of the train.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Right on. I'm with you.
All right. Well, listen.
All right, yeah.
All right, thanks. Anything else you want
to... Susan's last show, Truth Frequency, with Fetzer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's available apparently till your next show on Saturday, I'm guessing. Anyway, that's posted in your chat room, too.
Oh, really?
American Awakening.
So well, Fetzer's my good buddy. Fetzer did my inaugural show with me back in 2006 when I was really nervous. I met him in an event out in L.A. And,
hey, and listen, none of us are perfect. We've all got things that we've got to, you know, we get turned on one way or the other, you know, for different reasons.
Yeah.
But it takes all of us to get there.
Thank you so much for posting my show with Fetzer. That was a really great show. Fetzer's a great guest.
He's fun.
Well,
he's
Robert Raybould on his show Sunday night on RBN. He's the one that said, "Oh, you should listen to that." So,
thank you. I'm going to go in there and take a look at it tomorrow morning, Mer. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred, you're on with Michael and Susan. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, great broadcast, Mike.
Thank you.
Ray McGovern, via Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, has some really stellar YouTube presentations all about the corruption. This is really perverse corruption. This central insurrection, the Central Insanity Agency, they murdered, in conjunction with Mossad, they murdered JFK and RFK, no doubt in my mind. They murdered Pat Tillman. Okay.
Yeah.
And Susan mentioned the fact that Hillary, Rada Mista reconstituted some CIA hit team. What did you call it? Pegasus?
Yes.
Pegasus, yes.
Pegasus. Well, look, there has to be an all-out assault on this entity. This is the curse, the scourge, the cancer of the planet, and it is run from A to Z by satanic Talmudic Zohar Bolshevik Jews, the same ones that murdered 66 million ethnic Russians and other Europeans. Okay, the same ones that murdered 9 million at the supervision of Eisenhower after World War II. And one of them, Solomon Morrell, who is living probably ever after in Israel, was demanded to be extradited by the Polish Attorney General, Poland's Attorney General back in, let's see, I think it was 97, and of course that never happened. But the heinous crimes of these satanic alien life forms makes my blood boil. Okay.
Fred, let me stop you here and say, you know, and I think you'll agree with me, Susan. It's possible that we're getting close to breaking this, don't you think, Susan?
Yeah. I think that we're hitting a critical mass, and that's what I'm trying to say. We're coming to the end of the show, and I just got to say again, we have a moment here where the GOP are afraid. They are not Trump, but the GOP Senate, the House members, they're looking at their performance. The whole Russian nonsense, garbage, is the American people did not buy it. They were self-important, grandiose, prancing around, preening, pompous jerks. I could use very strong language. I won't.
But I know you're good at that at times, Susan.
I'm
yes,
I'm very good at that. I'm very good at that. But I'll tell you something. They are now realizing that the people are fed up, and we
Let's not forget the murder of Pat Tillman. Because he recorded in his journal what he witnessed, which was the reconstitution, the securing of the Afghan opium, heroin, poppy fields by NATO and U.S. military. Okay, and who runs the international global drug trade? The Mossad, the CIA, MI6. And Tillman was murdered by friendly fire because he recorded it, started jawing about it, and was going to go on a lecture circuit once he got back home. So they had to take him down, and the military pathologist said he was murdered. It wasn't an accident. It was deliberate murder by so-called friendly fire, right?
No, I agree.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. No, we didn't forget that, Fred. Okay, Fred, I'm going to let you go. We've got a few minutes left with Susan. You know, Susan, and I'm hoping against hope that, you know, we are at the precipice here, that the curtain may very well be going to come down shortly. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And how many people on both sides of the aisle is this going to take down? You know, when they were going through the period of questioning Jeff Sessions before he was appointed as Attorney General, do you remember how badly he was beat up by the Democrats?
Oh, yeah.
And did you see the fear in their eyes of people like Chuckie Schumer and Al Franken and some of these people? That, I mean, they were literally, they were in fear. They're hiding something. And they were afraid that it was going to come out. And I think I know what that is. Because there's an international child trafficking ring that involves pedophilia, it involves child sacrifice, it involves a whole mess of things that are starting to surface here. It rears its ugly head every, you know, decade or every 20 years or so. But it is boiling under the surface right now. And
Anthony Weiner's arrest and taking out Huma Abedin's family computers right after that, cutting a deal with her. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. And all of this is brewing, and all of this is known in those inner circles, good, bad, and ugly. And I think that there's, you know, a chink in the armor, or an Achilles heel, if you will, that they are severely afraid. And I could see it in their eyes when, you know, anybody that would come up and possibly challenge that or expose that, they were just vicious and vilifying. Because, you know, senators are supposed to have the you know, the respect for each other, that they don't do that. They always say, oh, you know, the honorable so-and-so, but they just attacked this guy, you know, viciously, and he was one of them. So there was something beyond that. And right now I think they have him cornered with, you know, recusing himself from the Russian thing and attacking them viciously on that side of the aisle, but they're covering up something else. And I think that's what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. I think that's true. I don't know what it is they're covering up, but I think so, too. I think they're terrified, terribly afraid, and I don't get why Sessions isn't moving. I really hope, I know he's surrounded by dirty, crooked DOJ attorneys. The general counsel of the Justice Department has been implicated in a criminal investigation of intelligence leaks. James Comey is a crook. You know, James Comey's friends are crooks. Andrew McCabe is a crook. All of these people, what I am truly praying for, and we're going to find this out pretty quickly, is now that Christopher Wray has been, his nomination has been approved, and they cannot hold that up anymore. They cannot threaten the nomination. Now, hopefully, Andrew McCabe will be forced to resign. I'd be happy. Andrew McCabe will be forced to resign. There will be a second special counsel on Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. I figured all along they had to get Christopher Wray's nomination approved before anything could move. But I'll be in touch with the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for spending 2 hours with us and sharing your information, Susan. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. All right, folks, end of another night. I'll see you same time, same station tomorrow night. Stay out of trouble, and bye for now. Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.